Welcome to this week's edition of What's Brewing, presented by McDonald's, and punter Matt Boscher is our guest this week. Do punters get a pregame feeling like this is going to be a really good day?
You can kind of tell pregame if you're hitting the ball well, but for me, just go out there and pregame goes bad, got to get rid of it, forget about it, because the only ones that count are the ones in the game.
You've had 13 games in your career where you've averaged 50 yards or better in punting that day. Is that a good day?
Yeah, I mean, as long as we can, you know, get a good net, too, out of that, if guys aren't returning on you. I mean, if I'm just hitting, you know, rockets down the middle of the field and they're bringing them right back, that's not good. Yeah. But if we can get hang time on the ball and get our gunners and our interior guys downfield and make a tackle, that's all that matters.
All right, you're giving me a lot of stuff here. Take me through a punt, because I think people just see this, and you know where I am with this. There are people who just see the punter and they think he's the guy that goes out there and punts the ball and that's the end of the story. But take me through a punt, because you're already outlining there's a lot more to it than just the actual act of punting the ball.
Yeah, I mean, depending on how they like to, you know, rush the punter, we might directional a certain way. If they like to return a certain way, we're going to also hit a way that's going to allow us to get downfield and, you know, keep them from making a good return. And on top of it, a lot of times we're hitting to our gunners, trying to make sure that our speed guys can get downfield and keep them from, you know, getting a return on us and force a fair catch.
Matt, how does practice work each week for you? In other words, I mean, is it tape and then meetings and then obviously the routines and things like that? But take me kind of through how practice works and what you get accomplished in practice during the week.
Well, again, depending on the game plan and the returner we're playing, you know, we're kind of setting everything up, how we're going to do directionals, where we're going to go. If we're outside for that week, you know, it takes, you know, it's a big effect on us, you know, depending on where the wind's going and how the wind swirls in each stadium.
Right.
So it's just kind of getting your mindset and getting, you know, your form ready for that week of the game.
You guys kind of get a bad rap, though, right? Because everybody says you don't practice and all this other stuff, and hey, he's punting or kicking. I mean, but that's not really fair, right?
No, I mean, we have our own things we have to work on. Everything we do is, you know, it's scrutinized. We only touch the ball a couple times a game, so you have to be perfect when you touch the ball. You know, I always say everybody had a choice when they were picking what position they were playing when they were younger. I'm just lucky that the one I'm playing allows me to go out, do what I love, and not necessarily get banged up every time.
All right, let's talk about going to college, because, you know, everybody remembers you punted and kicked at Miami. And is, am I right here, and I'll show this now, is it really all about the U with this here? Because this looks like we're just back from the beach. Where did
– Put me on the spot.
No, is this young? This has got to be
freshman. That's true freshman. I actually had just gotten – I spent a bunch of time in the Bahamas right before then, so.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, they used to shave heads when I was there.
And evidently, this is not shaved.
I wanted to make sure that I had something done for them to shave on top, so they didn't get rid of the eyebrows or anything else. So it was strategic.
But it is all about the U. It's clear to me.
It's all about the U. That's what I'm all about. You know, you got to make sure you have the look when you go to Miami.
So this is the part that's about the U that not many of us get to see, right?
Right. Okay. Unless you try to Google it and then you find that, unfortunately.
While you were in college, your best win? Best win the team had when you were in school?
One of the most fun ones was winning at Florida State early in the year. I think it was
Labor Day.
You know, came down to the last second, and that was one of the last years Bobby Bowden was there too. So it was cool, you know, being able to win there and win against a coach who played for so many – or, you know, coached for so many years and had so many wins.
Best win so far in the NFL?
Ah, man. There were a few good ones last year, but I think winning in the playoffs was great. Getting that win against Seattle, it coming down to the wire, and being a part of that game-winning field goal with Matt Bryant. You know, it was a blast.
All right, time for third and short on this week's edition of What's Brewing. Punter kicker you most admired?
Growing up or
sure.
now?
Growing up. Either one.
Probably growing up as a, you know, I was a kicker when I was growing up, so watching Adam Vinatieri hitting those field goals for the Patriots, those game-winning field goals, and, you know, everybody always talked bad about kickers, and to see somebody go out there and get them to a Super Bowl and, you know, have those clutch kicks at the end of a Super Bowl game, it was unbelievable.
If you weren't punting, position you could help out in, what other position could you play? And don't say kicker, because that's the same discipline.
Yeah. I mean, when I was younger, I always liked to play wide receiver. That was always fun for me. I was a runaround guy, playing soccer growing up. So I like to just, you know, run around. I love being a part of, you know, an athletic position like wide receiver.
Okay. Favorite thing about Atlanta?
Great food city. Surprised. I love eating all over the place, trying everything and everything and anything. And I've been pleasantly surprised. Atlanta's been unbelievable as far as different restaurants and everything.
Best thing about playing in the NFL?
So many things. I mean, just being able to have this camaraderie with all these different guys from all over the country. You know, I've been blessed. I have so many friends now from all over. I travel anywhere and I can give anybody a call. Mm-hmm. And obviously the ability to travel and go all over the place and know people where you go. It's a huge perk.
Toughest thing about playing in the NFL?
Schedule during the season with family. My fiance, my parents, her parents, mm-hmm. friends, just trying to get everything situated and everything scheduled around what we do here. Just because everything here, it kind of comes first during the season.
Kind of our standard question here on Third and Short. A dream foursome in golf.
Dream foursome in golf.
You and what three others?
heck. I would say my dad would be in there. My dad doesn't play any golf, but I'll drag him along. Mickey Mantle. Huh. And trying to think of somebody else.
You'll take Matt Bryant with you?
I think Matt Bryant would be a blast because he'd call the alligators out of the water to make it a little interesting. And you can always count on him breaking a club somewhere along the way. So I think Matt Bryant would have to come along.
Perfect. That's this week's edition of What's Brewing, presented by McDonald's with Matt Bosher.